The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Hey, Smile! My thing is bigger than your whole boat!
I was on a boat that day. Hey. I was on a boat that day.
And sing the boat song. We gonna sing the boat song.
Your money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so.
I think people are just tuning in to see when we're going to change that intro. That's what
it's,
I think.
It's the suspense.
It's the suspense that's killing them.
I've got a good excuse this week. It was my birthday. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. So it's like good news, bad news. Like good news is I worked my tail off. I had gigs and students, and I'm teaching a class at UWF coming up, so I had to do some stuff for that. I've just been a busy little bee.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but it's in there. The songs are loaded in. I just have to work out the tempos, which is a little tricky sometimes.
I'm sure it is. You know, that's something I probably can learn to do, but I don't know how to do, so I'm just leaving that up to you.
Stick to the video editing. Because
I'm working on that.
I think that's getting better, man. It's starting to look really good.
I'm working on that, and I got my friend Jeremy helping me out on that a little bit, too, so it's working out. Cool. We are putting that stuff up on YouTube as we can, and I actually got a full show last week, so I learned from the previous shows,
right.
And that's a good thing, to learn and to continue to learn. Mm-hmm. So
you never stop. You never
stop learning. Never stop learning. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. The phone number, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Key Marine says they want you to go to their website and check them out. So go to keymarinecenter.com. That's a great place to see what they have on special. They have all their engines in stock out there. They will take care of your repower needs, no doubt about it. So check out their website at keymarinecenter.com. They have Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. Key Marine offers special discounting prices on services and repairs on Mercury, Mercruiser, Yamaha, and Suzuki products as well. You can also check them out on Facebook as also. So you can go out there and check them out on Facebook, and I'm sure you can find them there too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
all
find
of
everybody
media.
On Facebook pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, and, you know, you need to jot that number down, 850-437. We're going to give away something here. We're going to give away another nice Suzuki hat and T-shirt. And we're going to give away that. I have a trivia question for you. I'm going to give that trivia question in just 1 minute. Let me just kind of keep you in suspense.
I think I figured it out because I read it, and I'm like, what? Yeah, okay. I think I figured it out.
I think it's a good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
You know,
it makes you think.
Yeah, it makes you think a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm the marine instructor over at Georgestone Tech. Georgestone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can go to their website at georgestonecollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. You can contact myself or anybody else over at Georgestone. Last week, I said we have a waiting list for every program.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in any program at Georgestone, I would highly suggest that you go over there, talk to the counselors, get your financial stuff figured out, get everything squared away, because what happens when you're on a waiting list, they will call you and they'll give you some opportunity to call back. And if you don't make a call back, guess what? You kind of move off that waiting list and go to the next person. So just because you may be fifth or sixth in my class on a waiting list, that doesn't mean that you will not get in my class in the fall. That means that you need to get on the list.
Yeah,
you need to answer your phone.
Yeah, just like being at
or
First
email
Watch.
Or whatever, right? Yeah. However they contact you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so they do have a waiting list, but that, you know, that don't necessarily mean you can't get in a class. And a lot of times, there will be openings. Some people just, you know, things change. They can't get in or whatever. So, but go over there, talk to the counselors, walk the horseshoe area. That's what we call it, you know, and with the counselor, and they'll guide you through everything. Our military people that have been in the military, our VA program that we have over there is great. They walk you through every step as that as well. I love my VA students. They come into my classroom. And it's just awesome to have them in there. And the stories and just them being in there helping my younger students, as well as just they're very, you know, they are very, what do you want to say? They do what you ask them to do. They're very, you know, and on the subject, they just take care of things. I just like my VA. I couldn't think of a word right there. Sometimes that happens. I was hoping you'd come up with it.
Oh, sorry. I was sorry.
That's all right. You're trying to find my trivia question. Let's do the trivia question.
Well, I mean, I know the answer because you put the answer on here, but I was trying to think of what it would be, and I thought of something, and I thought I had the answer, but that's not right.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
What two-word phrase refers to the last part of a boat's rope or chain, also used in a metaphorically. To refer to as doing something unpleasant until it's completely finished. Go ahead, do that question one more time for me, Jake.
Okay, what two-word phrase refers to the last part of a boat's rope or chain, also used to metaphorically refer to doing something unpleasant until it is completely finished? You know what first popped into my head? Well, it's not the right answer.
Okay.
Dragging anchor.
Okay.
I've heard that in my life, like, oh man, he's dragging anchor today. It's just like, you know, I guess, but that's not really meaning doing something unpleasant until it's completely finished. That's more just like you're just dragging today.
Right.
You're just slow. Yeah.
Yeah. So answer that question. Give us a call, like calls or text 850-437-1620. There's a Suzuki hat and t-shirt, and they're nice Suzuki hat and t-shirt that you can go out to Key Marine and get that, and they were more than happy to give that to you and help you out. We had a customer go out there, a listener becoming a customer at Key Marine because of the trivia question like that. So that's awesome. So we've been really busy again at George Stone in the Marine Service class. Yeah, I've had teachers say to me, you know, how do you keep your students in class the last few weeks of school?
You know? I don't think you have any trouble with
that. I don't
have
no trouble with that.
No,
that's just amazing.
Come to class.
Because there's, you know, sometimes students, I don't know what happens there. I guess if you did that with your job, you'd be in big trouble. But, you know, it seems like at the end of the year, as you get into the last couple of weeks, you start to see the parking lot diminish a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, what's going on here? And it's almost like they take a pre-summer vacation before they get into summer vacation. That is not the fact in my class. My students, you know, they want to be in class. I have a student out sick right now, and he's really not doing – he's sick, and he ain't getting – you know, he's trying to get better, and he called me on the phone yesterday. He said, can I please come back to class? And I'm like, if you're sick
– yeah.
You know, but I want to be there. And I said, yeah, but the problem is you come in sick, you make me sick, and then everybody else gets, you know, and then we don't have a class at all. So I try to encourage them to do the best they can to get better and get back in class. But, you know, he sounded terrible on the phone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, get better and get back to class, then we'll get you focused and get you caught up. So, I don't have that problem at the end of the year where students are just laying out or not coming into class. And I'm happy about that. And that just makes things so much better. We are getting into a point where in a couple of weeks, our seniors are going to be graduating. And they're not going to be in class, you know, so we got a couple of spaces there, about three students that won't be in my class as we transition out of the end of the new year. I do have a returning senior student that will be back as an adult next year, so that's awesome because we focus on that kind of thing because we want students that are in high school that are dual enrolled to enjoy the class and come back, you know, as an adult. And I've had that happen several times. I would say it's probably a 50-50 for me on that. My percentage isn't that high on that. But, you know, when you're in high school, you really don't, you know what you want to do when you're getting out of high school. A lot of times they don't even know what their career choice is going to be. But, you know, we do have one out of our three that is coming back next year. I'm working on the second one. I don't give up. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the second one. I'm trying to get him, you know, he's undecided. So I'm trying to get him to come back as well. So we're working on that. But, you know, that's just good when they come back because that's what we need. Younger people in our industry and other industries, and it just helps to get the younger people back in the class.
Yes.
So do I need to get back trivia question again or your phone number?
Yeah, we're not getting any hits on this. So let's go ahead and do this again. What two-word phrase refers to the last part of a boat's rope or chain, also used to metaphorically refer to doing something unpleasant until it is completely finished? I'll give you a hint. It's a two-word phrase, so you do something until the blank blank.
Yeah, until the blank blank.
Until the blank blank.
They're probably trying to look up metaphorically since I didn't know how to say that word. What does that word mean?
you know, it's a metaphor, you know?
Hey, the good thing about me is I can make fun and laugh at myself, right? So, you know, we just students laugh at me too all the time. I don't know why, but you know, we have a good time over at Georgetown Tech. So let me give out some congratulations today. Mm-hmm. Riley and Clayton both completed their V engine certification. Riley, a young man right fresh out of high school, came into my class, and he completed that. Yep, congratulations, Riley and Clayton. And Clayton is my returning student, my senior student, who will be returning next year. How about that? He already has his inline certification, now his V-engine certification.
Nice.
And, you know, that's just great.
He's going to be the man.
Yeah, he just knows what he wants to do. He's focused at high school level, you know? And he's just doing a great job in there. So congratulations to both of them for, you know, working hard, going through those certifications and getting that proctored test done and all that stuff. Also, congratulations to Halton. He was the student of the month for April. So we have him as a student of the month for April, and he got some nice gifts, some prizes. He got that nice cup for the that we give from Bling Fest. It has our logo on it. We changed our logo back and forth a little bit. I got several logos that we use. We use our skull and piston crossbone kind of logo. We have a prop logo. We have some wrenches that we use. So we change it up every once in a while. We change the colors to make it, you know, just different for every time they win that Student of the Month award out of our program. And I think I always say this, it's just good to see what other students say about other students, you know, so that kind of stuff. So it's good.
Yeah. We do have a winner.
All right.
I'm waiting on their first name. I just have their phone number, but the answer to our question was the Bitter End.
Bitter End.
Yes. We had some texts here. Fat Lady Sings.
Okay.
I got another Bitter End here. Yep. Okay. So our winner is Teresa, and okay, she listens on AM 1620.
Well, thank you so much for listening, Teresa. And you can go out to Key Marine out there on Bower Road and pick that up and tell them you listen to Boat Smart, and we appreciate you very much.
Yeah, AM
the Bitter End. You know, when you hear these different sayings and stuff, don't you? You wonder where they come from.
So that is a boat term, the Bitter End?
Must be.
I thought that was a coffee term. Like when you get down to the bottom of the coffee cup.
I think it all changes, you know, but the Bitter End. That's pretty neat, though. But hey, have you ever been in a boat and you put anchor out and all of a sudden the line goes poop out of your boat and you lose your anchor and everything?
That happens.
That would be a Bitter End.
Oh, man, that would be bad.
So I can understand that. So we appreciate you listening. Thank you for that. And just go out there to Key Marine and pick that up and have a chat with them guys over there. And nice. They're more than happy to see you. So last week we talked about the yak program.
Yeah.
You know, we're still having fun with that.
Got to rig my yak.
Yeah. And so Amelia said that she watched the YouTube video with her mom of the show, and her mom finally told her, you got to quit saying yak all the time. And so apparently she's really having fun with those words. So when she's yakking to her mom. So it's kind of funny, you know, that it's carrying on. And last night they were working on it. They keep adding things. We now have bow light, stern light. We have a Garmin on there. We've added some cool switches that runs the whole system. We're adding a new battery and all these things to this boat. And the students are coming up with ideas. They're wanting to put an amp in there, a big giant stereo system.
Yeah.
You know, all these things and a T-top. And, you know, it's not going to happen, but, you know, they're having fun. So last night,
dude, you got to put an air fryer in here,
bro. Air fryer or something, you know. Definitely a phone charger, you know, yes, and all this stuff. Yeah. And so if he continues to add stuff, and he's a coach from West Florida, Pine Forest. Mm. And he comes over, and last night he came over and he's like, wow, y'all are doing awesome, you know. So he's talking about how we do over at George Stone with the kayak and putting all these things in. It's a great learning experience. None of my students have ever done that. I've never done that. So it's kind of a learning experience. How are we going to wire all this stuff in? There's very little access. So we have to use access points when we put a light in or something, we have to use that as an access point to get wires in and out, and then make the wires nice and neat and make sure try to get them as waterproof as possible.
Are you drilling holes into the
fiberglass? We're drilling holes.
Wow.
Gosh, let me think how many holes we've drilled in that kayak. I know we drilled 6, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, at least 25 holes in this kayak.
How do you seal them up?
We're using sealer on it and some 4200 and some silicone-based stuff, you know, we're putting in there and sealing all these holes up. But, yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's funny you asked that, and you kind of look like surprised that we drill holes. We drill holes in boats all the time.
Right. Yeah.
And that is probably the most nerve-wracking thing a person could do on a brand-new boat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Drill a hole in it. Yeah. Below the waterline, we're going to drill a hole in it.
Yeah.
You know? So we teach that over at George Stone, how to seal those holes up to properly drill. Make sure you measure, you know, three times, drill once, right, kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we teach over there. And once you drill the first couple holes, you start to feel more confident.
Right.
Right?
It's like, well, no going back now.
Never going back. And that's exactly what I said. I said, once you drill that first hole, you're there. You're done. Mm-hmm. You got to continue, and you got to make that happen. So they're having a lot of fun on that, and they're working hard. And last night, we had several students gathered around. I had two students working on it, you know. Amelia and Brody's working on it. Brody kind of jumped in there to help her out. And that is so cool, too, to me, that when we have students working, you end up with a couple that are paired up in the classroom, and they're working on a project just because they want to help out and learn. And another thing I was thinking about this week as I came into class, I get text messages or they'll come in and show me their phone. Look at the fish I caught over the weekend. Mm. And Amelia will show me the big old fish, you know, and Colton will show me fish and what they did. And my students, many of them are doing is they're making friendships in this classroom, and they're fishing on the weekends and before they come into class and stuff.
Oh.
So it's pretty cool. You know, you, as an instructor, a teacher, you're not involved in that kind of stuff, of course, because, you know, you're there to teach them and you're a friend. But it's nice to see them, you know, become friends. And I'm hoping it's lifelong friendships that we're developing, or they're developing, as they work together in class and also, you know, have their fun away from class and doing that kind of stuff. And it's good to see them fishing, you know. It's good to see them doing that, because that stuff is what, you know, when I think about that, I think about these posts where you'd rather do, you know, teach your kids to fish rather than let them go do something, other bad stuff, drinking and all the other right. stuff, right? My students are fishing and having a good time with it. You know, they're going out on boats. So they're like, we went offshore this weekend. I'm like, oh, wow, how'd you do that? Yeah. Well, such and such has a boat, and they invited us along, and they went offshore, you know?
Yep.
And Amelia was over in Gulf Breeze fishing over there by the bridge, and she met an old friend of mine who owns a flower shop over there. Her name is Yoko. She's an old friend of mine.
Flowers by Yoko.
Yes,
yeah,
and
she
was talking to Amelia. And this is just crazy to me that we are – because we're making connections, we're spreading this word through the community, and so they were talking to each other about fishing and stuff. Of course, those conversations go to, what do you do for a living? You know, where, you know, all this stuff. Where are you from? All this, and Amelia was sharing with her. She goes to George Stone Tech, and she says, "Is Stefan still over there?" Like, yeah, he's over there, and they got talking about me and, you know, different things, and that's pretty cool, you know, for them to do that. So there's opportunities everywhere. Yeah. Opportunities everywhere, and I think my students take advantage of that, and you know, they just enjoy what they do at the school and what they're doing afterwards.
Well, you know, when they're out there on the boat just hanging, you know, they're talking about stuff in class. You know, they're like, hey, do you remember when Stefan said this? What do you think about that? And you know, that's great.
Yeah, I like it. So again, as a call-in show or text 850-437, we like to hear from you. Jake's still working on the intro, so if you want to pop another
almost
song
done.
In there, we'll take it.
Almost
and,
done.
He's almost done.
I could maybe squeeze one more song in
maybe
there.
One
I got
more song?
Maybe 10 seconds left.
Okay, so we're not going to do a 15-minute intro song.
No, I'm trying to keep it to about five or six rapid-fire songs.
All right.
All at the same tempo, which is the challenge.
And you're not even telling me what it is, so that's good.
Mm-mm,
I want to be
no,
surprised, too.
No, I want it to be a surprise.
That's good. That's
but, yeah,
good.
I've got a day off tomorrow. Tomorrow's my first day off I've had in probably about 3 weeks. So
you know,
I've got to
teach
I'm
you
happy.
A word, and the word is no.
No. Well, yes.
Yes.
Some people that works on.
You're right.
My wife, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's like, hey, we're going out for your birthday. I'm like, I don't really feel it. She's like, no,
we're going out, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Honey.
Well, you got to
yes.
learn when to use that word and when it's best to use it. You know, that kind
right.
of thing. I have friends
right.
I try to teach that word to. Mm. You know, because sometimes you just have to say no. I can't do that. I'm too busy. I got too much going on. I'll rearrange something later, maybe get back with me, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But the word no is helpful sometimes.
It really is.
Because a lot of people have a bad habit of saying yes all the time. And next thing you know, they're like, I'm so tired, I'm so busy, and all this mm-hmm. stuff. So sometimes you just got to say, nope,
yeah.
ain't going to happen.
You hate to let people down, but
you do.
You know,
but you do. But what good are you if you're wearing yourself down, right?
Exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So welcome to Boat Smart. We speak philosophy and mm-hmm. give you hints or give you all kinds of advice and things like that, right?
Do you ever have students like that you can tell their coursework and what they've got going on outside of class is just way too much?
You know, sometimes, well, the students that I really think about when you're talking about it, as students that have full-time jobs, they're working.
Right.
And I have several students that do that. They're coming in to work, and I'll see and I'll say to them, you look a little tired today. You know, if you need to take a break, relax, you know, just get on the computer, whatever you want to do there, you know. So, yes, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, Jake, I'll be honest with my listeners, sometimes I get a student that comes in there, is young, don't have a job, you know, and he comes in, I'm so tired today, and I'll look at him, I go, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're 22 years old.
Yeah.
You don't work. You're not tired.
You're bored.
You're staying up too late on the phone, on the computer, whatever you're doing, you need to change that up, you know, because I remember when I was that young and I would go do things and not stop, run on 2 hours sleep and go to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you have to kind of evaluate and see what direction, you know, you got to look at it. Right.
Right.
So yeah, but my students at work, I give them a little leeway on that, you know, but most of them, they're just at it anyway. You know, we talked about Sean starting his new job right on Monday. He came in last night and was working on some projects. Left work, came in, working on some projects and that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool when they want to come in after they're finished working and continue to follow up with classwork and that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool, too. So, yeah. So we got a call?
No, it was wanting me to switch my phone service.
Again? Jake, you need to switch your phone service. So is it extended warranty or phone service?
I'm not sure. She was already into her spiel. It was a recorded thing. So I just hang up on that.
We're not even immune to it here, really?
No. This is an open phone line. No edits. I don't have a call screener.
Let's put them on air next time. Let's have some fun.
I should.
Yeah, next time we're going to put them on air. You know, maybe I might want to sell my house this time. I don't know.
Maybe. Hey,
so,
you know.
To know me is to love me. I had a guy call me several times about selling a house I didn't own, so I made an appointment to meet him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Like,
yeah.
I get that all the time.
And they went there, and then they called me wanting to know where I was at.
Yep. It's like, yeah, I'll be there.
You get for trying to sell a house that I do not own.
Exactly.
So
I'll have lunch and everything ready for us. Come
on
out.
Exactly. Come on. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, hey, sometimes you just got to have fun with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I don't even have a time to go into this next subject because we're going to end up getting out of here. But I want you to think about something as we go into next week's show. I think next week we're going to have Amelia on the show.
Oh, cool.
We're going to try to get her on the show. She says she's a little scared to do that, but we're going to get her in here and have her talk about her experience at the school, in the classroom, and, you know, and how she's working through all this stuff. And I think she'll do really good on the show. She speaks well. She interacts well. She gets along with everybody and that kind of stuff. So we're going to get her on the show.
Yep.
Hopefully next week. That's my plan. And we're going to interview her. And so, Jake, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to have you ask those questions as well and do that too. So we're looking forward to that. So as you get toward next week's show, I want you all to think about this. Do you have a battery switch? And do you have a water separator in your boat? Because we had several boats that came through the shop that didn't have either one.
Hmm.
And I want you to start thinking about that for next week's show because we're going to talk about it. If Amelia doesn't come on, that'll be our subject for sure. We'll talk about it in the next couple of weeks because I think it's very important that you understand those two components and why we have them in boats or why we should have them. And so start thinking about that. Do you have a battery switch or a water separator? And a water separator and or water separator in your boat. It's a filter system, okay? So
right.
Think about that's for your fuel,
okay.
Water separator, and the battery switch, of course, for your electrical system.
So is the battery switch sort of a like a protection mechanism?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And I'll explain why you need them, when you need them 100%, because there are certain places that you have to have them and that kind of thing. So, yes, we're going to definitely talk about that. Hopefully, Amelia will be on next week, and we'll carry that on. So,
yeah.
Wow, the show done. Went by again.
Done flew by.
So thank you, Keem Breen, for sponsoring the show. Give them a call out there at 850-492-0487. And thank you to Teresa Wright for going out there,
Teresa,
and get that prize and give them a shout out for the Boat Smart as well. So thank you all for listening.
Yes, thank you. And we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola, 437-1620. Join the conversation. Call or text. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back.